I want to go tonight to the Song of Solomon. The Song of Solomon, chapter number 1. There's a lot of things we could say, and we'll visit more after a while, tomorrow, Lord will. The Song of Solomon, chapter number 1, and let's begin reading verse number 1. The Song of Songs, which is Solomon's, let him kiss me with the kisses of his mouth, for thy love is better than wine. Because of the savor of thy good ointments, thy name is an ointment poured forth, therefore do the virgins love thee. Draw me, we will run after thee. The king hath brought me into his chambers. We will be glad and rejoice in thee. We will remember thy love more than wine. The upright love thee. And may God help me and anoint me here tonight. A lot of times in this particular chapter, you're going to read concerning the word love.
Amen.
And if we don't watch it, we'll get caught up as a charismatic and we'll not practice that love, beloved. Isn't that right? And but we find here the Bible said, for thy love is better than wine. When I get intoxicated in God's love, there's not any ill feeling tomorrow.
Right.
That's right. That's right. Only just a greater desire to draw closer to God. I want to look in verse number 4, where we're coming from tonight. I want to talk to you about running after the beloved. The Song of Solomon, one of the greatest books, I believe, that we can find in God's Word here. A very inspiring book. But I want to talk to you tonight concerning this. The writer said, draw me, we will run after thee. You know, looking at the first part here, draw me. And you know, a lot of time we'll look around and we'll say, well, it's this brother, this sister, and they're the one that's needing help. But the song said, you know, it's not my brother nor my sister, but it's me, O Lord, that's standing in need of prayer. In other words, we find here this is a confession of need and helplessness. As going throughout the country, I've traveled extensively in the last 5 weeks. We've been to North Carolina and been there and came home and preached camp meeting in Alabama and then was back in Richland, Mississippi weeks before last in preaching and took off this past week to try to get hold of God for this service tonight. But I've had people that asked me a question. They said, Brother MacDonald, what do you think is the greatest peril in this hour concerning our church? What do you think is the greatest difficulty that we're facing now? And I've had brothers that I feel like that right in a moment's time, they'd want me to say, well, it's worldliness is what's wrong with us. And truly, worldliness has a great bearing on it. But 90% of the time, beloved, is that we will not confess that we need help. That's right. We will not confess that we need God to help us and need God to stir our lives. I've seen the time that I preach my heart out and give an altar service for a particular need or whatever it may be. And I've seen people just stand there and never move. I remember one time in a service years ago, a man of God preached it and he said, now here we're going to line up for those that have this need and this one and this one. And first service I'd ever seen like that. And people came for those particular needs, and God met those needs. But majority of time, you've got to give a general altar call before anybody ever comes. That's right. We will not confess, beloved, that we need help. We're afraid of what somebody's going to say. We're afraid of what maybe a visiting preacher or a visiting church member may say if they see me down at the altar weeping and crying and getting hold of God. But the writer said, draw me. That's right.
Would you draw me? And beloved, if there's ever been a time in our life we need to pray, God, would you draw me? God, would you stir me? God, would you shake me? God, would you get me to be the man that I used to be? Would you put a stirring in my heart, my soul, that I once had? Amen. We're all the time talking about somebody else. And all the time saying, well, I believe if that sister would move up, we could have a move of God in our church. I believe if that brother, you know, would get down to business with God, I believe God would help us. But I'm telling you tonight, beloved, we need to look at self. I said, we need to look at self and say, dear God, would you stir my soul? And would you shake my soul? Amen. We've got people that are afraid to admit they need help. Amen. There's others tonight, it seems like they're just not conscious of it. That's right. They're just not conscious of it. They come to church, they're in the house of God every Sunday morning, every Sunday night, every Wednesday night. They're coming up, they're singing in the choir, they're playing the instruments, whatever it may be. But they are not conscious of it, seemingly, that they need a move of God. Could I tell you, if we don't watch it, beloved, we'll get in a rut. We'll get in a ditch and we'll get in a gully, amen, until we'll find our spiritual life is not where it needs to be. We need tonight to check the thermometer and say, dear God, am I where I used to be with God? Is my soul stirred like it used to be? Amen. My Bible tells me, it said, draw me. Oh, that God Almighty would draw us tonight. That God would stir our soul tonight. He said, if I draw nigh to God, God would draw nigh to me. Brother, last night at motel room on my knees, I tried to draw nigh to God. Coming down that road today, I tried to draw nigh to God. In the room over here at the parsonage this afternoon, I tried to draw nigh to God. And back here tonight in the Sunday school area, trying to draw nigh to God. And can I tell you, church, if there's ever been a time we need to pray and say, dear God, shake my soul and stir my soul, it's the hour that we're in now. We say, well, you know, everything's going fine. I mean, you know, we're having this and that. We're supporting missionaries. We're doing whatever made the church needs to do. But I'm telling you tonight, are we stirred? Am I drawing now to God like I used to? Am I praying like I used to pray? Am I seeking God like I used to seek God? Amen. The Laodicean church, we're in this area now, brother. We're in this time now. Amen. They said, the writer said in the Word of God, they had need of nothing. That's right. We don't need nothing. Sister MacDonald went to a church a few years back. I was all preaching revival, and she went to a particular church. And during that service, she said one of the men, deacon, maybe trustee, I don't know. But anyhow, got up and looked around, you know, and said, thank God for our fine building. And I appreciate the building here. Appreciate the new pews you've got and all this. And God's helping us back home. But listen to me. She said, the brother got up and said, thank God for the fine building. Thank God, you know, for the organ and the piano and etc. And he said, you know, we don't need nothing. We just don't need nothing. She told me, said, honey, deadest service I'd ever been in my life. Amen. Come on, help me here tonight. I'm telling you, beloved, we need to pray, God of heaven. Don't let us get in a place, beloved, that we'll get in a standstill spiritually. But God, help us to move up that ladder to make up our mind, dear God. I need God to draw me. I need to find a place of seeking God. Find a place of laying hold upon God. The Bible said they found Christ in a solitary place. And can I tell you, there must be a solitary place in our life. There must be a place of confinement. There must be a place of refuge. There must be a place that I lay hold upon God. The writer said in the Word of God concerning Christ, amen, it said how that he was led of the Spirit and went into the wilderness. Again, in another place that he was drove by the Spirit into the wilderness. Beloved, there's been times I have been led. Thank God, there's been times I have been driven. Amen. And I'm telling you, whether it be led or be drove, we must get in the Spirit of God. We must get hold of God. We must ask God to help us and to realize and to wake up. We've got to have the Spirit of God. We've got to have the presence of heaven. God, would you draw me? Would you draw my soul? Hear me tonight, Pastor Brother. Hear me tonight, Preacher Brother. I'm telling you, my heart bleeds. I've seen those that have their 1, 2, 3, and 4 different points. And one man said, every message ought to have a point, like a fat man going through a barbed wire fence. But I'm telling you tonight, thank God, God help us, for that ain't what's going to get it in the same old. Amen. It's going to take God drawing us. It's going to take God shaking us. It's going to take God Almighty stirring us. Amen. One man said, listen to this. If you are satisfied with your present spiritual life, you're well on your way to a backslidden life. If you're well satisfied with your spiritual life, you're well on your way to a backslidden life. If I'm concerned, brother, if I'm just satisfied with just a 1, 2, 3 humdrum, amen. I'm telling you, I have got problems. But hear me, there must be a time of seeking God. There must be a time, amen. And the writer said in the Word of God, would you draw me? Hear me tonight, Dad. God Almighty must draw us. Hear me tonight, Mama. God must draw us. Hear me tonight, young person. God must draw us. Hear me. If we want to do something for God, the writer said, draw me. Shake my soul. Stir my soul. Don't let me get cold. Don't let me get indifferent. God, don't let me backslide and go to hell. Come on, raise your hand and love God. Hallelujah. God Almighty, stir us. Shake us. There's not a preacher in this house. You hadn't preached on credit. You hear me, you just well say amen. That's right. But I'm telling you, hear me, brethren. I love you as much as I love my own soul. But in this hour when hell is coming against us like never before, we must seek the divine face of an almighty God and make up our mind, I'm going to get hold of the Lord. And He tells me in God's divine word, would you draw me? God, would you do something for me? I remember many years ago, as a full-time evangelist, I was preaching revivals just week after week, and we're in a certain area. I was to be with a brother 2 weeks. And during that time, the pastor got sick and had to go in the hospital, and we closed out on a Friday. And Sister MacDonald asked me, she said, are you going to call and get another meeting, going in another meeting somewhere else or what? And I said, no, I was to preach camp meeting a week after that. And I said, no, let's just go home. Feel like we need to go home. And I remember Brother Wayne when I went home and had no sooner got in, I was looking forward, going home and just resting, you see. And when I pulled up there and pulled that trailer in hundreds of miles of pulling home, when I pulled it up, God spoke to my heart and said, this week, get along with me and seek my face. This week, pull yourself aside. And I remember how that I just told the wife then, I said, honey, I'll be leaving early in the morning. That's right. And I left my wife and family and pulled out early the next morning, pulled that travel trailer, Brother Gentry, to a place and got in there and told the folk, I said, I want to get on the backside somewhere. And the lady said, well, said, why? I said, I don't want nobody bothering me. I don't want to bother nobody. That's right. But can I tell you, when I pulled in that trailer park, brother, got on the backside of it, got my trailer unhooked. When I walked in that door and shut that door, there wasn't nothing but me and 1,000 devils in there. I'm telling you what's right. I'm telling you the powers of hell were there. Amen. Oh, yes, sir. Begin to pray and begin to seek God. Didn't hardly drink no water for the whole week. And so, God, I'm telling you, beloved, oh, there was times when hell and demons of hell tried to get me to pull me away from God. But God tells me in the Word of God, you draw me. Draw me, God. Stir my soul. How in the world are we going to stir somebody's soul? Preacher, brother, if we're not stirred ourselves, how you going to stir somebody? Sunday school teacher, if you're not stirred yourself. Amen. Thank God. Draw my soul, Lord. Shake my soul. Thank God. Get up and talk about something that don't amount to nothing. Amen. One pastor, good friend of mine, said it. One of his Sunday school teachers up one Sunday, talking about a move of God somewhere, Nova Scotia, wherever. And he said, that's well and good. Interrupted the teacher, that's well and good, but we need a move of God here. Woo! Come on now. My Lord and my God, draw me. Oh, that God would draw us. That the Spirit of a living God would move tonight, brother, from this pulpit to the back of this church, and draw men of God, and draw women to this house, that we'd find ourselves between a porch and altar, and we'd cry out to God, and we'd say we're nothing. Somebody asked me here a while back, said, how far do you feel like you're up the ladder? I said, man, I may be at the first step, and I doubt that, amen. I doubt that very seriously. You hear me, beloved? My Bible said, humble yourself, therefore, under the mighty hand of God, and He will exalt you in due time. God, help us tonight to realize it's not my preaching, it's not my singing, it's not my guitar picking, but it's God. I said, it's God, and what you draw me. He said, draw me, we will run. Somebody's got to make a move. Draw me, and then we will run. Come on now. Oh my, somebody in the church, if they could just get fired up. It don't make no difference to me who it be, brother. Thank God, just get the fire going somewhere. Let the fire of God start with the young people. Let the fire of God start with all the adults, wherever it may be. The senior citizen, I don't care. But I'm paying somebody to get fired up. Somebody get stirred up. Amen. Draw me. Thank God. And then we will run. Amen. If I get it, thank God me and you'll start running. Amen. Draw me. And we will run. Draw me. And we will run. Draw me. And we will run. When you say me. Thank God we'll run. We'll run together. Amen. There's something about it when you get prayed through, we run together then. Yeah. Amen. Draw me. Hey, Dad, you wonder why your family's in the shape it's in? Thank God, when the last time you really prayed through? Draw me. We will run. Me and the wife will run. Thank God, me and the children are on.
Right.
Amen. There will be a togetherness. I said there'll be a togetherness. Amen. Oh, the reason tonight we've got divorce one out of every two now are getting divorced. I'm telling you, they're not running together. Why? Because there is no love, beloved. There is no love. I told some about it here a while back. They're talking about their wife is having some problems. I said, let me tell you something, doctor. If you'd away from home much as I was, thank God you and your wife get along a little better. Amen. Come on, say amen. I'm telling you, thank God. I said, we need to run, and we will run. I said, the church needs to make up their mind. Thank God, we will run. We're going to run. We're not going to walk. We're not going to crawl. But we're going to run. And you say, man. Thank God, I preached in that black church 5 years in a row. I'm telling you, brother, they'll pull it out of you. Every first, the last week of December, the first week of January, for 5 years, they get that choir up there singing. And they'd sing that song, "I think I'm going to run on to see what the end going to be." That's, thank God, "I think I'll run on to see what the end going to be." They'd begin to sing that song. "Tell me, how did you feel when you come out of the wilderness?" Thank God, I felt like shouting when I come out of the wilderness. Amen. I felt like running when I come out of the wilderness. I want to tell you, church, hear me tonight. When God Almighty sent Moses down with a message of deliverance, and Moses didn't get the message till he got between what was him and God out of the way. He had to get his shoes off, son. He never got the message till he got out of the way what was between him and the Lord. The reason we got some don't never get the message, they ain't got everything out of the way. But he went down and preached the message of deliverance. Thank God, and the Bible said that he said, "Go forward, amen." And I want to shout in the mouth of hell, God's still telling the church to go forward. Amen. Thank God. How did I feel? I felt like running. Thank God, I felt like going forward. I felt like pressing. Amen. Thank God, draw me and we will run. Thank God, there'll be somebody, beloved, when you stumble, when you fall, it's better that two walk together. If one fall down, thank God, the other to pick him up and say, "Come on, let's keep on running. Come on, let's keep on going. Come on, let's push on." Amen. Draw me.
Run.
We will run. Give me some church folk in a run.
Amen.
Amen. Thank God. This one man said, "God stopped for the spiritual pace for his children is not that of a laggard, but of a racer. Not one who runs a while and then exhausted gives up the pursuit and lies down and quits." He said, "You did run well. Who hindered you? Who hindered you?" Well, that sister in the church hindered me. Bless your heart. I wouldn't let her hinder me.
Amen.
Well, the brother pastor, the brother Bannis, amen, the man on my job, who hindered you? When you come off them starting blocks, I thought you were going to be the best we ever had. I mean, when you got in this race, I said, "My, that's going to make me a good church member. I'm telling you, that'll be one of the greatest advantages ever hit the field." I mean, that pastor's a great man, but who hindered you? Tell me tonight. I'm telling you, draw me, we will run. Listen, beloved, it's not a place where I stop. It's not a place to quit. But I must press on. I must shove on. I must run on. Thank God, give me somebody tonight that'll look hell in the face and say, "I will not quit. I won't be in budge a burn. I'm going to run on. I'm going on." And say amen. Every kind of obstacle in the world will try to come against you tonight. Amen. Tell you to quit running. Tell you there is no need, etc. But thank God, I want to shout it, beloved. Draw me. We're going to run. Running speaks here. Thank God of speed and steadiness. Yeah. Steady. Give me somebody. It's steady.
Steady.
Yeah.
Amen.
I am MacPherson in his book, "Like a Dove Descending," talked about the speed and the steadiness of that dove. That's right. Thank God. He said that dove could be sent with a message and headed home with it. And said that there'd be times when he would get tired. And it may be time that he just let one wing, you know, just stop and pick up and keep up the pace with the other one. Brother, I've seen a time that during the running this race, amen, I've got weary and well-doing, amen. But thank God, I must run on. There must be a steadiness, amen. We've got some folk that just not steady.
Amen.
We've got some people that come to God's house on Sunday morning Amen. They'll talk in tongues a little bit. They'll give out a message, try to get all the rest of us kicked off for the next week. And they won't show up the next Sunday morning. Hey, beloved, you need more than that. You need more than that. We need somebody that's going to be steady. Every Sunday morning, every Wednesday night, every Sunday night, every night in camp meeting, and say amen. Hey, some folks just not steady.
Amen.
I mean, tell you, they'll come in one service. Bro, they ready to raise the dead. I mean, they got R.W. Shambach religion. They come in, man, they looking for devils. They looking for demons. Amen. I mean, any dead. And then next service they come in, they said, dead, you got to raise it. That's right. You got to holler Shikimoshi over them. Amen. Just, you know, pump their arm like throwing quarters in their mouth. I mean, pump their arm. Come on, come on, come on. You'll get prayed through. Let me tell you something, friend. Somebody's got problems. Yes, well, hang on here. I said, you got problems, beloved. You got problems when you got to come in. Now, I'm not talking about somebody that's sincere needing help. But I'm talking about these up and downers, these yo-yoers. And every time they come to church, you got to pray with them about 45 minutes or an hour. And usually they wait till the Holy Ghost done lifted before they ever come up for prayer. Out in North Carolina preaching a few weeks ago. I'm telling you, there's a young girl, could have been a middle-aged woman, could have been a gray-haired man. But anyhow, there's a woman up out singing all classes do it. And she'd wait for the latter part of the service. I mean, when everything, you know, Holy Ghost done lifted, and then she'd come up and won't pray. And a dear pastor, he's a good man, but if it'd been me, I'd say, let's dismiss. Let them pray all. I sat there, man, I'm telling you, just gnawed on my spiritual nerves, amen. I tell you this, yeah, I did. Why you say that? Get up when the fire's moving. Get up when the fire's moving. Get up when the fire's going. Say amen. Unmovable, always abounding in the faith. Give me somebody, brother, to look pale, flat-footed, and say, I'm not going to budge. I'm going off of God. And you say, amen. Heaven is my goal. Thank God to make up our mind to have the steadiness of it. I said the steadiness of it, amen. We got some people just not steady. I mean, they'll pay their tithes one Sunday. And the next Sunday, they'll hypocrite around and don't pay them. You smile now. You say you thank God robbers are going to heaven. You God robbers ain't going to heaven, friend. No. If there's any way that you did get in up there, next thing, ain't no way to catch you trying to price gold off him straight. Yeah, they didn't nobody have to preach to me and tell me to pay my tithes. Thank God I've been paying them ever since I got saved. I know some sinner people pay their tithes. Amen. Somebody said, you wait a minute. I know some saints that don't pay their tithes. Would you show me one of them? I never met such an animal. Would you show me? I never met one. No, Lord God, we're having a time with you here tonight. But I'm telling you the steadiness of it, beloved. I've seen some people, you know, I mean, they could pay tithes off of $50. That's $5, thank you. Amen. One friend of mine, you know, his brother got saved. And you know, it didn't have much to it. About like myself, said anything made in tater anyhow. And I said that he didn't know how to figure a tenth, and he asked his brother to figure it for him, and he did. And I told some of them one time, I said, ain't a lot of folk know how to figure it, but they just don't figure it. I said, but if that tenth would come in their way, they'd know how to figure it. Ah, yes, sir. But I'm telling you the steadiness of it. How you think you're going to pay for air conditioning, beloved? How you think you're going to pay for that paddy pee? We got a lot of folks just hitchhiking. I mean, coming in, enjoying the air. I'm having a time with you. Enjoying the paddy too. Don't never give a dime. Amen. You run up and down the road, drive all the way to Miami to go to the hospital to see somebody or somewhere else. They never give you a dime. If I was sitting out there, I'd say amen. I'm telling you, steady. Thank God, give me somebody steady. Give me somebody to be steady to come in, you know, on work day. Just be steady.
Right.
Praise God, just be steady. We got a lot of folk want recognition, but ain't willing to work.
Yes.
Be sure you call my name. Now, we will. When we put the church lending list up, we're going to call your name. When a laboratory gets stopped up, we're going to call your name. Draw me. I struck a nerve right there. I said, I struck a nerve right there. Draw me, we will run after thee. I'm not running after an experience. That's right. I'm not running after the nomination. Amen. Whether it be whatever it may be. I'm not running after an independent movement. Come on here. Amen. We got some folk, you know, got that attitude. Well, I'm independent this and I'm independent that. And, you know, I won't tell you something. I ain't running after that. Don't sit down on me right here. Glory to God, get up off of me. Come on, get up off of me right here. Get up off of me, I said. I'm telling you what's right. We got some folk just wrapped up. Amen. And they're a little click. I'll tell you something, beloved. God ain't got no clicks. I said, God don't have no clicks. If God's moving in your church, I don't care what name you got on it. I'm telling you, they still some good assembly of God folk. They still some good church of God people. You just well say amen whether you like it or not. Come on, say amen here. I'm telling you tonight, he said, don't get wrapped up in an experience or movement, but get wrapped up in me. Well, I told him. I told him. Listen, the Holy Ghost don't lie to me. Amen. We was in a business meeting Saturday, and with the brethren in our fellowship, and I'm standing there. I felt the Holy Ghost move on me. I said, lay your hands on me and pray for me. I said, I'm going to face some issues in this meeting. And that's one of them right there I just faced. But thank God I just made it over. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Come on here. Oh, hey. He said, draw me. We will run after thee. Amen. We got a lot of people that are wrapped up in an experience. The Bible said Peter, James, and John. Why was it always Peter, James, and John? Well, you know, Matthew and Mark and Luke and these others, you don't find their names so much. You've always got some in the church that want to do a little bit more than others do. Woo! You got some that are always volunteers, brother. Amen. But the Bible said he took Peter, James, and John to a high mountain apart. Hey, there'll be some taking the high mountains apart, beloved. Amen. And the scripture said, when he took them up there, thank God that the glory came down
There was men from another world that were there. Amen. There was a cloud that was there. There was a voice from heaven that was there, beloved. We've got people tonight that are wrapped up with some man in days gone by. Some Elijah, some Moses. Amen. We've got those that are wrapped up with an experience. We've got those that are wrapped up with tongues and interpretation. Thank God for that. But the Bible said when they looked up, they saw no man save Jesus only. Follow me. We will run after thee. We're going to run after the Lord. Where are you going? Thank God I'm running after Him. Where are you headed? I'm running after Jesus. Amen. Give me men and women tonight that will make up their mind that Jesus will be first and foremost in their life. Amen. I'm running after the Lord. I'm seeking the Lord. Amen. And He must be first. We got people that are living in a yesterday experience. Thank God for the last shout you did have.
Yes.
And thank God for the last aisle run you did have. And thank God for the last tongues and interpretation. And when that man come by you and said, yay, 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 this or that, that's well and good. Amen. One, I was in revival, and there's a brother telling me, he said, man, I preached revival here a while back, Brother MacDonald. And he said, there's a man came up to me and was in a prayer line. He said, I want to pray for him. He said, no, don't pray for me yet. He said, as the Lord, I need a word from the Lord. Has the Lord told you anything? I went to preach a camp one time. They asked me, he said, have you got a word from the Lord for us? I said, I got about 45 minutes every night if you'll listen. Hallelujah. Amen. That's right. But anyhow, this guy said a man told him, said, don't pray for me yet. He said, pray for others. Wait till you hear from the Lord. And little man, he done prayed for everybody. He's come back. The man asked him, said, did you hear anything? He said, no, brother, I'm sorry, I didn't hear nothing. I said, I'll tell you what y'all told him. Y'all said, yay, yay. Put $100 in this offering every night. Amen. He told me, he said I was false prophets. Amen. He said he told me I'd false prophet if I'd done that. Oh Lord. But I'm telling you, we got people tonight that are running after experience. That's right. Hey, have you got it? You know, always looking for something new, Brother Durden. Always hunting for something new. Hey, beloved, there ain't nothing new on the sun. Thank God. There's nothing new on the sun. If you'll just run after the Lord, thank God, draw me, and we will run after you. Draw me, Lord. We gonna run after you. Listen to me. When they looked up, sir, there was nobody there but the Lord. He was trying to wing them away from everything else. You hear me tonight? We got a church world wrapped up in everything else. Hey, God's trying to wing us away from that and get us closer to Him. Get our eyes on Him and say amen. The reason we got churches busted up and splitting and people griping and belly aching, I told them, hey, some people going to gripe if the ice cream is cold. That's right. You know I'm telling you what's right. And he said, draw me. We will run after thee. Draw me. You in this house tonight, listen to me. You're lost and you're on your way to hell. The greatest thing ever happened to you, sinner, is he draws you tonight. He draws you tonight. You in this house and you're cold and you're not where you used to be with the Lord. You used to have an experience with God. You laid on your face daily. You sought God daily. Not being repeated, but yet being repeated. I tell you in this hour, listen to me. God spoke to my heart in your state, in the northern part of your state, some 12 years ago maybe. Walking the aisles in the church. And God spoke to my heart, and He said, son, don't let the devil get your prayer life. You hear me? And from that day on, it has been a press. You hear me? There must be a time, yes. Draw me, and we're going to run. Thank God I'm running after you. Hey, He draws you tonight. Best move you'll ever make is run to this altar. Bow your head before an almighty God and say, Lord, I'm looking at nobody but you. Hey, if you'll just see Jesus. They said, sirs, we would see Jesus. We know you're good, fine men. But we want to see Jesus. Hey, when you see Jesus, you can't see your problem. When you see Jesus, everything else fades away. That's right. Beloved, you're in this house. God loves your soul tonight. Sinner, He loves you. He loves you. I was preaching in North Mississippi in January. I preached to the lost. And in the process of preaching that message, I told Aunt concerning deep sin, people's lives, and etc. And the church was full like this one, and center people coming, sitting on front pew. And God directed me to a young lady. And I sat, and she sat there, looked like it's just she was a funnel just being poured in. When I gave that altar call, she waited and waited and waited. And finally I said, why don't you come and pray? God loves you. God loves your soul. And she made her way and knelt down. Some of the ladies prayed there with her. And I remember I went and stood there on the other side of the altar and began to talk to her. And she looked up to me and she said these words. She said, preacher, I've done everything that you preached about and worse. She said, I've been in some of the deepest sins. It didn't make any difference who the men was that I went with. What race they were, it didn't make any difference to me. She said, I've been in deep sin. I said, young lady, Jesus loves your soul. Draw me. Draw me. Draw me. I don't care what you've done. I don't care how you live. That tugging you feel now, that's conviction. That's right. And that's Jesus saying, I love you. That's Jesus saying, if you'll come to this altar, I'll save you. Backslider, you've known what it is to feel the presence of heaven in your soul. And there's nothing like feeling that, no matter what it is. There's nothing like that. God draws you tonight. Church goer, church member, preacher brother. Do we need God to draw us tonight? Do we? Do we? If I'm going to help somebody else, I got to draw nigh to God. If I'm going to take somebody to heaven with me, I got to get hold of God myself. Amen. I want you standing with me all over this house. Dear God. Oh, Lord God, help us
help
right
us
here.
God tonight. Holy God.
My Lord and my God, listen to me. You're here tonight and you say there's some things I want to get worked out, Brother MacDonald. And when I get them worked out, I'm going to turn everything over to God.
Holy God, touch the name.
If you don't watch it, you'll sit in church and you'll get cold. And you'll be in service every week. I was in court last Tuesday all day, the following Tuesday all day. Tomorrow my wife will be in court with two young men in my church. As in service every time the doors is open. But hell lured them, son.
Yes.
And if God don't move for them tomorrow evening at 2 o'clock, they'll be going to grand jury. They wouldn't listen to me. They wouldn't listen to me. Will you listen to me tonight? Why God draws you in this house without any bowing their heads and playing pick-a-boo? You feel a need to be in this altar. I want us to come and pray. Sinner, you're in this building tonight. We love you. You hear me? We love you. We love your soul. We're here to help you. We're here to put our arm around you and tell you that God loves you. To stand in His stead tonight. And be a laborer in His great vineyard. and tell you Christ loves your soul.
Holy God.
Backslider.
Move tonight.
He's married to you.
Move tonight. Oh, Lord.
You're here tonight and you need God to help you. I want you to come and fall on this altar right now without a moment's hesitation. Come on. There's room up here to pray. Would you bring somebody with you? Come on, let's get hold of God here tonight. Sinner, come on. I tell you, I feel like God Almighty right here in the latter part throughout the net of redemption one more time. Come on, I don't care what church you go to. I don't care who you're affiliated with. We're here tonight to help you by the help and grace of God. God loves your soul tonight. God loves your soul tonight, dear God. Dear God.
God, help me tonight. Help me tonight, Lord. Touch me tonight. Touch me tonight, Lord. Oh, Heaven God,
move
tonight.
Lord.
God,
move
tonight. Bless tonight, Jesus.
Bless tonight. Lord stir my heart. Today. Come on tonight, God. Help me to pray so like I used to pray. Jesus. Stir my soul, Father. Stir my soul. Draw me tonight, Lord. Can you remember when you first got saved, you couldn't get enough of coming to church? You couldn't get enough of reading your Bible? You couldn't get enough of praying, you remember that? What's happened to us, beloved? Have we been punching cards so long we feel like we put in our time? I'm all right now. No, no. I didn't come to hurt you. I come to help you. Oh, my God. Stir my soul, God. Stir my soul tonight. Come on, let God shake us in His hands. Oh, my Lord and my God, would you help us here tonight? Draw me. Hey, Dad, let God draw you.
Jesus.
You're supposed to be the spiritual leader of that home.
Give Him your life today.
Why is it in some of the majority of our home, this touches the ladies or...